Jamie, and I'm the Unicorn Recruiter. I've worked in global talent acquisition for 15 years, both as an in-house and as an agency recruiter. I'm also a leadership development coach, and I now help companies hire their top talent, also known as unicorns, and help job seekers find their next position. Join me each week for tips and tricks on how to navigate not only finding your next position, but also career development. This is the Unicorn Recruiter Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Unicorn Recruiter Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about ghosting. So as a recruiter, I understand and I see a lot of the love-hate relationship that people have with recruiters. Sometimes if I'm having a really bad day, I just stay off of LinkedIn in general because I know people just typically don't like us sometimes. They're pretty harsh on social media about recruiters. So I wanted to cover ghosting today because I think that this is probably one of the things that recruiters get hit the hardest for. And I think covering what ghosting is, what it is versus what it isn't, and just, you know, some of the parameters around it might help clear some of that up. So ghosting is when someone applies and interviews for a job and doesn't hear back, or when a recruiter reaches out to them for a job and then just goes silent after that person responds. So I just want to be very clear that ghosting is not a couple of things. So applying to a job and not hearing anything back from a company, as much as I would love to say that's ghosting, it's just not. And the reason that I say this is as someone who had a full desk and managed full teams, I, you know, at the peak job recs that I had on my personal desk was 87. My total team had about 212 at that point in time. I could not physically respond to every application in a timely manner. I just couldn't. So, yes, we were understaffed. Yes, that was a company problem. I did what I could, and people were getting auto-decline emails after a job had closed months later because I just couldn't physically get to every application. That's not the norm, and I'm not excusing that companies don't send out auto-decline emails. A lot of companies now say we will only respond to applicants that are successful and are selected in our interview process. I think that's a really good disclaimer to kind of combat some of that. Applying to a job, not hearing back from a company, yes or no, that's just not ghosting. There has to be some, correspondence back and forth for it to truly be ghosting. And I know that's hard to hear, and I know, please don't come for me, but it's a little bit of a process on the internal side. Now, from an agency perspective, I would say if you're reaching out to agency recruiters or you're applying to their jobs, their inflow of candidates typically is going to be a little bit less unless you're on maybe like manufacturing level positions or hourly positions, that you're most likely going to get something from them. The candidate flow is a little bit different. But when you look at positions like remote first companies that maybe have, if they're lucky, one or two recruiters, maybe they have more, but even so, they post, remote jobs and they get thousands of applicants in the first couple of days for a recruiter to go through and review all of those candidates and decline all of those candidates within, 24 to 48 hours, a couple weeks even, is just unrealistic. So keep that in mind. The other reason I say this too is that I had a lot of people that would tell me, I've applied to your company several times, I've never gotten anything, not even a decline letter, and I would go through and I would see that they absolutely did. But because it was automated, because it came from our system, I'm sure I went into their spam. So, at that point, I wasn't going to argue with them, but it's quite possible that you did get rejection letters, you did get notifications, and it either hit your spam or it was blocked. When I would send out auto-decline emails, I would get hundreds back into my spam from servers declining my email. So just things to keep in mind. Not all systems are set up to auto-decline. So I have used very immature ATS systems that small companies use, or we essentially had like an access database that these candidates were being pulled into. I didn't have the ability to auto decline. So I had to go through and input everyone's email into a blind email, or blind copy them into an email and send off a decline email. Not everyone's going to be able to do that. Not everyone's going to have the time to do that. So just keep in mind that if you apply to a company and you don't hear back, that is not ghosting. If you email or in message, like in mail, a recruiter on LinkedIn to their account and they don't respond to you, that is also not ghosting. I get, on average, probably anywhere from 10 to 50 messages a day sometimes. If I'm actively recruiting for a position, I've got something out there, I can get 50 to 60 messages in my inbox like that. And I realize if you're listening to this on a podcast and not watching the YouTube video, you can't see what I just did, but I was clicking my fingers. So I get so many messages sometimes that there's just no way to respond to them. And also, even though a recruiter is using that for recruiting for a company, you know, even if they're in-house and they're recruiting for their company using their personal LinkedIn profile, that's still their personal social media. So it's not ghosting if you reach out to them. And to put this in perspective, we all get cold emails, we all get cold calls, sales calls. Do you respond to all of those? Absolutely not. I get tons of telemarketer calls on my phone every day, selling me services and software and whatever else, and I don't respond to those. So it's not ghosting if there's no initial communication. You know, the same goes for a hiring manager. So I often coach my career search candidates, you know, my job searching candidates, to reach out to the recruiters and managers on LinkedIn and express interest in the job and the company. But I also tell them, if you don't hear back, whether it's the hiring manager or the recruiter, that is not ghosting. They just didn't respond to a cold outreach. Now, ghosting is when you've interviewed with a company and you've had conversations with them, and then you just never hear back. Or a recruiter reaches out to you through LinkedIn or Indeed or another job board, and they initiate conversation, you respond, and then they're just gone. That is ghosting. So where I think this kind of comes in is, you know, when recruiters are, you know, in the middle of an interview process and you don't hear back from them for a certain amount of time. And when I've coached new recruiters or when I coach my job search candidates, I tell them, one of the things I have always told new recruiters is that a week for you feels like a month for a candidate waiting to hear back on a job. A day for you feels like 2 weeks for a candidate. So to put it in perspective for them, you know, our time will just fly by. You know, we've got multiple positions, multiple candidates. I can have some interview for a position on Monday and not have another candidate lined up for 2 weeks for that next interview. And that time will fly by for me like nobody's business. I will have no concept of time. And for a candidate, it feels like they've been waiting for 6 months, especially when you're unemployed and you're anxiously looking for a job. So I do what I call follow-up Fridays, and I follow up with candidates on Friday and let them know, if I don't have any information for you, I'm still gonna touch base with you. If I do, I will obviously share it before that, but you know, unless it's no news, right? But I follow up with candidates every week. Now, in-house, there was no possible way for me to do that. So I would tell candidates when I was speaking to them, if you don't hear from me after a week, please send me an email. If you don't hear from me, and I would respond to that email, and then say, if you don't hear from me in another week, please follow up with me. You know, out on my own, I control how many searches I have. You know, my candidate pool is much different than an internal recruiter who has a full desk load of who knows how many recs. I always talk about my high number of recs at 87 positions. When I had 87 positions, I could not do follow-up Friday. There was just no way. So I would tell candidates, you follow up with me and I will respond to your email. There's just absolutely no way that I could, I just didn't have enough time in a month to get back to everyone. So I encourage my candidates to, you know, or my you know, career search candidates, follow up with your recruiters, you know, whether it's internal or external. Tell them I'm going to follow up with you every Friday or every Monday or whatever it may be. ideally the recruiters can do that, right? I think agency recruiters, it's a little bit easier. We have a little bit more control over our schedule, and our client pool and rec load is much smaller typically. But if you follow up with them and then you still don't hear back, that's ghosting. So having to reach out to a recruiter for a response and getting one, that's not ghosting. It might be chasing them, but you know, same thing I tell you know, new recruiters and people in hiring positions, you know, a week feels like a month to a candidate. You know, I'll tell that candidate, you know, we are managing multiple workloads and multiple positions. You know, a week can go by and it feels like it's still Monday to me. So, you know, please don't take personal offense if I don't respond to you every 2 to 3 days. Now, you know, the debate, and this might be another topic as well, but the debate about, you know, going through a full interview process and then getting an auto rejection email versus a personalized email with feedback. I will say that very rarely have I ever worked for a company where they want me to give very specific feedback. Now, I, as a, you know, career coach and a lifelong recruiter, have told people, like, very often when you get to the final stages of an interview, it becomes, you know, a race where this person has a little bit more of this or this person has a little bit more of that, and it often does come down to technical skills. Or, you know, early on in the process, it may very well be you had a bad interview, culturally it just wasn't a fit. When you get down and you are the final few candidates, it is very much so coming down to some type of technical differentiation. So to get an email from a recruiter that says we went with another candidate whose skills more closely aligned with the job requirements is probably 100% accurate. I have had candidates say, well, what specifically about my technical skills, right? And if it was an internal candidate, I would often have the hiring manager call them and say, okay, you need more experience in JavaScript. You haven't done XYZ in however long. And that's a very non-technical answer for a technical question. But from an external candidate perspective, I was often giving that feedback, and I just wasn't equipped to give that specific technical feedback. And even if I gave that to you as a candidate, it's not going to resonate with you the way that you want it to, because it's not necessarily anything that you can improve upon. And we just maybe had a candidate that had one more project in a specific skill set, or had worked with a customer that was really closely aligned to your customer that we were currently working with, or had exposure to a project or a new product launch that we were going to be working on in the future. It typically at that point isn't anything that is going to be life and career changing for you. It's just one candidate interviewed a little bit better or had a little bit better technical skill set in, you name the skill. So from that perspective, when you get to that final interview stage, and you're getting an email from a recruiter that says, sorry, you know, technically someone else is stronger or whatever, wanting that personalized email with more specific feedback or a phone call, I get it. But at the same time, it's not going to change necessarily how you go about your job search. It's just not going to be any information that you maybe don't already know or that you can really change at that point. But I get that feedback that people think that they've been ghosted because they just got an auto rejection email. When I had people, you know, at higher level positions that got to that end, I would try to personalize it. But if I had, I had requirements of things I could and couldn't say. I had junior recruiters who, quite honestly, I just didn't trust yet what they would say. And there's a story for another day on something a recruiter said to a candidate when they were declining them. That is not ghosting, and I know that hurts because you want that personal feedback, but ghosting is truly when there's correspondence and then the recruiter or hiring manager just stops and does not respond to any follow-up emails. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, as always, email me at info@unicornrecruitmentandcareerservices.com or send me a message on any of my social media platforms. Have a great week.